So how are you?
Well, yes, I'm all right. I'm not too bad at all. Looking forward to looking forward to doing the show. I've got to spend the afternoon with my MD. So I'm with my MD today and tomorrow, and then with my choreographer on Friday, starting to put the thing together. Really, we've got the show put together. Really, but rehearse it. So learn lyrics is essentially what I'm going to do. And so I'm looking forward to it, really. It's just, I love this part of putting a show together, whatever it is. I just really love that. And then going out on stage and doing it.
How hard has it been putting a show like this together during, well, we're coming off the back of COVID now, but it can't have helped.
Well, it's been okay, really, because we were on tour. I was on tour with Erin, January, February, March. So we did our big show that we've been touring for the last 14 years or so, and this is more of a sort of just an audience with. I say it like this, but I don't mean like this, because it sounds like I'm not going to take it seriously. It's like a bit of fun, really, and I don't mean like that, because it's going to be fun, but I'm going to take it as a bit of fun, because it's going to be sort of intimate, and it's going to be me and the audience. I've got a small band. I've got a guest singer with Lance Ellington, so we'll do some numbers together. I've got a couple of dancers as well. But fundamentally, the show's going to be about me and the audience, really. And I've got this idea that I've wanted to do for a long time. And I'm going to say that I made it up, but I didn't. I actually nicked it, as we all do. I've got a mobile phone on stage with me, and I've got my mobile phone number in the foyer. So I want people to text me during the show. So I get this sort of, you know, because during lockdown, the idea came from when we were in lockdown, I was doing some stuff on YouTube and on Insta Live, and I had this live chat going through all the time. So I'd be doing a dance class or a bit of exercise, whatever it was, and a chat would be coming through. Oh, do we have to do burpees again? Said Deborah from Birmingham. Yes, Deborah, we have to do burpees again. You'll thank me in the end when you get into those size 10s. And on we go. And so I love that.
You might regret that, though, asking people to text you while you're on stage.
Well, I know. What I was going to do was have a big screen on the back of the stage, on the wall, and have everything go straight to the screen, so it all just comes through. But I thought that would be a bit dangerous. We might have, I don't know, pops.
Bit of a PR night. I think it's a great idea, but I think it might be a PR nightmare.
We could have bare bums being selfied up there and stuff. I don't think we need that.
It's essentially about you, and it's talking about you, and it's your life. And do you have to prepare for that?
Well, yeah, yes, because, I mean, all the chat that I do is unscripted, so that's fine. I'll just chat away and answer questions, and that stuff will be fine. The rehearsal parts, the songs and the dances. So, well, I don't think anybody wants me to stand on stage and not dance. So I need to be able to, and then do a couple of songs as well. I say a couple of songs, there's quite a lot of singing in it, really. But I'm always worried as well that when I put a show on, I have this eternal sort of fear that I'm not giving enough. So I'm not doing enough. So people come along to see a show, and you've got to put a show on. And I always have this eternal, so whenever I do shows like this, I was at Ronnie Scott's recently doing them, evening there, I did a couple of shows at Ronnie Scott's, and I had to cut a couple of songs because I had too many songs. So I'm always worried that I don't do enough, so I end up doing too much, and I have to cut a couple of things. We have to bin those two numbers and go straight into the file. So I'm always in this fluid state during my shows, because I've actually set too much into the show, because I'm just always worried that, you know, the show's not going to be enough.
And some people might not realise that you are a singer, and you've had an album, and it's what do you prefer doing? Is dance always your first love?
Dance is always the number one. Sometimes though, you end up in a situation where you can't dance as well as you'd like to, because there's not the space. I mean, there's a couple of theatres that we're going to, we've got a massive rake from back to front. Very difficult to dance on a slope. I don't know if you've ever tried. So it's not conducive to the best dancing in the world. So number one, though, is dancing. I love song and dance, really. I'm a bit of a Fred Astaire guy, really. He says, loosely. So that's the... I love that. I love doing songs. But I love duetting. That's my favourite sort of singing, doing duets. But that's the same as dancing. See, I don't really like dancing solo. I like dancing with a partner. And so even though it's to me and there's dancing in it, I've still got a couple of partners I'm kind of coming out to dance with.
With Strictly, I mean, I loved when you were dancing, but I loved it even more when you became a judge. I thought personally you were the perfect fit after Len left. You've recently said you don't know what's going to happen. Are you any? You want to go back and be a judge or dance?
I loved it. I loved it. The thing is I want to judge because I hate getting voted off. I hate not being part of the show. I know it sounds terrible. I just want to be in it. If they said to me, oh, no, don't worry, you'll be in the final every year, I'd say, okay, do it. I don't mind. I'll have a dancing. I don't mind. But I just hate being voted off because I love the dancing. I love creating the numbers and I love this relationship you form with your partner and you're doing it together. I love that feeling of a shared experience. I've always loved that about it. That's why I love dancing with a partner. But I enjoy the judging enormously. I wish I had a bit more time. You have no time. It's about 15 seconds to get your points across. I feel like I want to help more. Although my wife said, you're better when it's shorter. I said, thanks very much. And very kind of you. And you do have a propensity to ramble on, she said. I went, all right.
I think that the thing is you've actually done it. You are a dancer, but you've actually been in the competition. We always wait as a family for you to give your verdict because we feel that you've been doing it. I hope that you do come back as a judge.
I hope so too.
Tell and Bruno, Bruno can stay in the US.
He's doing great. He's in the US. He's doing a great show in the US. I mean, actually, the US show has just gone over to Disney, I think. Disney have just bought it, so I imagine that's going to be bigger and better next year. I don't know. But
so if you didn't come back as a judge, would you be able to dance? Would you want to go back as one of the contestants?
Yeah, I'd be happy. As I say, I've always said I'd be happy to do anything they ask me to do, really. If they want me to judge and dance it again, I'll dance again. As long as they can guarantee me the final, that'd be... Because the one thing I hate is getting voted off. I hate being voted off, sitting around, not involved. You either judge, you either dance, or you host. And I'm not going to host, so when I was dancing, it was great. And then, but when you're out, that's it.
So do you not go back and help with the others, give them advice? Are you not there on a like regular basis helping the other contestants?
No, you can't do it because it shows a bit of favouritism. So you can't, you know, nobody can have more help than somebody else. So if I helped one, I'd have to help more. But I don't want to be a sort of behind the scenes choreographer as such. Because I'm not, do you know, it's funny as well, a lot of people I know I danced with and against over the years have since sort of stopped competing or performing and have gone into the choreographical sort of role. I'm not there yet. I still want to perform. I still feel like I want to go out there and do it. I know a lot of people, as I say, that don't. They just want to go and choreograph. But maybe I'm just more of a show-off now. But it's, you are sort of thing. So I want to either actually be doing it or be judging it. And judging it for me is, I'd like to do that slightly more because I don't really vote it off. I want to make the final.
So which are your favourite? I mean, you've had so many partnerships over the years and some have been a bit crazier than others, shall we say. What are some of your most memorable moments, or without having favourites, which have you really enjoyed?
Well, I think of the memorable moments of things like Series 1, for example, dance with Leslie Garrett. That was incredible, and that was remarkable. Nobody knew what we were going to be doing, and it was this journey of discovery, and it was lovely sort of pioneering the show, really. That was it. Started here. And I think it makes me more proud than being on the first series. That was incredible. Moments like Anne Widdicombe, the first person to fly in, you know, on the show. Everyone's flying in now, and you know, lovely moments like that, and making the finals the first time with Katie Darrow was incredible, and perfect tens with Emma Barton was lovely, and you know, just lovely sort of memorable moments. You know, Ruth Ainsford falling over, donk, her lying on top of me. I mean, gold, really. I mean, so many brilliant moments with so many partners.
And how about some of the moments you'd rather forget? Are there any of those?
Not really. They're always the same moments. Getting voted off. Feeling terrible. Being mortified about being voted off. I've never once been okay with being voted off. Even if I know someone's having a terrible time, they're getting battered by the judges, it's all going horribly. I just never thought to myself, I think we should get voted off now. It'll be better for everyone. I think, no, one more week. One more week, they can do this. I know they can. And so I think if ever the moment came that I thought that I'd rather be voted off, then that would probably be the moment to stop doing it anyway. So, but I never had that feeling. Well, it's what we call as live. So they don't. It's not a pre-record. It is pre-record, but it's not edited. So it is what it is. What you see, it is live because we're doing it live.
It's, you know, it's only a few seconds, but it seems like forever.
Well, it is forever, really. I mean, it is a few seconds. But and if you're on top of the leaderboard, or low down, and you know you're quite low on the leaderboard, and you think, if I get in a dance off, I've got no chance. So you're just praying for your name to be called out because you don't want to be in a dance off because you know you're going to get beaten. So you're just desperate. And it, you know, and if there are like 12 or 14 couples or something, it goes on forever. Because invariably they won't let you, they won't ask you out in the first tranche. So you've got to go and wait for all the conversations. You go upstairs with Claudia, and how do you feel about getting through? As you're stood on the sidelines waiting, oh, I'm delighted to get through. And you're sitting there going, don't worry, we'll be fine. And your partner's going, I think we're in a dance-off. And you're going, no, you'll be fine. How do you know? Well, I don't know, of course, but I feel like you'll be fine. Of course, the audience love you, you'll be fine. Not knowing at all, just trying to say it. It's horrendous.
Our time is almost up. You're coming to Richmond on the 15th, so that's the one that's local for our listeners. So have you got a message for all the people coming to Richmond?
Well, come along. We'll have a great night. Ask me anything you want, and we'll have a fun evening. And I remember doing, last year, I did pantomime in Richmond, and it was great, great fun. So I'm looking forward to coming back.
Lovely. Thank you so much, and hopefully see you on the screens when it comes back.
Thank you, my love. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Bye.
Bye.